We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
We are back with another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. The wait is finally over. DraftKings has brought legal sports betting right here to Colorado. And just imagine how much more fun watching a game is going to be when you have a little bit of skin in the game. Best way to get in on this action is with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. This isn't some offshore operation like, I don't know, other gambling sites. DraftKings is a legitimate sportsbook based right here in the U.S., so you can be confident that your funds are secure. With DraftKings Sportsbook, you can bet from wherever, whenever. You don't even have to leave your house. And luckily for us, we don't even have to wait that long for a major sporting event to bet on, with UFC continuing to bring us action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DNVR when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Don't forget, enter the code DNVR, get your sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. Only a DraftKings Sportsbook, must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. What up? We are back with another edition of the DNVR Rams podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Have a fun episode today. Going to play a couple of interviews for you. I've had a chance recently to catch up with, you know, a lot of the members of CSU's 2021 recruiting class. Obviously, the Rams under Steve Adazio have really, really picked up steam. Just a completely different recruiting philosophy than what Mike Bobo had. They're clearly just not worried about poaching. And it's been a lot of fun for the fans. So I'm going to play the interviews today with Alex Barouette, running back out of Acton, Massachusetts, as well as Patrick Smith out of Absecon, New Jersey. Both really, really good interviews, I thought. Both very, very polite guys. That's honestly been probably my biggest takeaway from talking to everybody in this class. It's just, it's clear that CSU is going after, you know, intelligent, respectful individuals. I mean, it's always weird when I get called sir, but it's just clear, you know, it's a group full of respectful young men, and I'm looking forward to meeting a lot of these guys eventually in person. But it was fun to catch up with these two guys, kind of get their perspective on, you know, what it's like to come all the way across the country, coming from Massachusetts and New Jersey to Fort Collins, sight unseen, is not exactly traditional. I mean, we talked about COVID and how it's impacted the recruiting process. I asked them about, you know, what sold them on CSU, what uniforms stand out to them, all that fun stuff. And yeah, like I said, it was really great interviews with both of them, and I'm really appreciative of both of them for doing it. Before we jump into that, though, I do want to give you guys my official DraftKings sports pick of the week. And we're going to get a little bit creative this week. We're looking at futures right now. Obviously, there's plenty of live things to bet on right now with the Bundesliga returning, UFC, Russian table tennis, TV shows, all kinds of stuff. But as a college football podcast, we want to focus a little bit more on college football. So I pulled up the spreads for September 5th. Obviously, at this point, we don't really know 100% whether the games will be played on time or not, but with the lines, it's at least fun to talk about, and you can place those bets, and the games have to happen, so there's really, you know, no risk involved. What we're going to do is a two-game parlay. Alabama versus USC, they're supposed to play at a neutral site. Bama favored by 14. We're going to take them to cover. We're going to parlay that with Ohio State at Oregon, same date, September 5th. Ohio State favored by 9.5 in that game. Also taking them to cover. That Oregon Ducks team, I do think they were pretty solid last year. They got great athletes. I'm intrigued by them. But I just think Ohio State is too powerful. And same really goes for this Bama-USC thing. I just don't see how the Trojans are going to be able to slow down Bama consistently. They did lose some talent in the draft, but they're still just so stacked. So we're going to go with that two-game parlay, which gives you odds of plus 265. Not bad, pretty realistic in my opinion. Lock it in, Justin's Draft Kings official pick of the week. All right, joining me today, we've got a special guest, Alex Barowetz, running back out of Acton, Massachusetts, one of Colorado State's most recent 2021 commits. Alex, how's it going, man?
It's going great. You know, beautiful weather outside right now. Just enjoying the day, staying in shape, working out, yeah, doing it all.
That's like, it's really all we can do at this point. Like, I kind of feel like a couch potato just because I've been like on my computer all day.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm curious, man, what sold you on CSU? Obviously, it's a long ways away from home.
Yeah, it is a long way. But definitely the coaches, man. I've had a great connection with the coaches ever since like last year. It was one of the first camps I went to last year, the Boston College BC camp. It was at that time where Coach Adazio, Coach White, they were still coaching over there. And so I like at that point when I went to that camp, I wasn't really like a top-notch recruiter or anything like that. I didn't have no looks or anything. It was until I went to that camp where I caught Coach White's eyes. Then from then, like we just took off with like our relationship. So with me choosing Colorado State, it was definitely like all about trust and who I've known the longest. They were the first one to offer me as well. And they're just like very great coaches from what I've known and how long I've known them for. And they're definitely making a change with like as far as recruiting already, with like how many recruits we have. I don't even know how much. I lost track.
Yeah, it's like 12 or 13 at this point. I mean, pretty much every time I go on Twitter, it's like one of the coaches. They're like, we got another one. And I'm like, oh, man, yeah, I can't even keep up.
Yeah.
how do you think you won over Brian White? Like, what specifically about you do you think impressed him?
I'd say my hard work. Like, I'm a very hard worker. Every time at that camp when we were going through the drills, like I was always the first man to go up, I'd, you know, bust my butt on every drill. So I'd say definitely my hard work.
You know, just given, I think it makes a lot of sense that you would pick coaches that you have the strongest relationship with. I mean, you're committing your future to these guys. Was there ever a moment where you were like, man, I really like these guys, but Fort Collins is just a long ways away from home?
I had no problem with that, honestly. I did talk to my mother and my sister about that. They had no problem with it as well. Definitely Fort Collins would be a big change from where I'm at right now, especially in Mass. So I think having a change would be a lot better than like sticking somewhere where I'm really used to, you know, get out of my comfort zone a little bit.
So that's something you're excited for then, to kind of like branch out and broaden your horizons a little bit, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. And I've never been like on that side of the country, so it's going to be new for me.
It's kind of unfortunate, obviously, that the COVID situation has kind of impacted how people are able to, you know, take their official visits and stuff like that. Yeah. Was that anything you were worried about, you know, committing to a school without, you know, being able to kind of like go check it all out in person?
I mean, I knew at some point I was going to be able to check it out either before COVID, which didn't happen, or after COVID. But I had so much trust with the coaches, and it seemed like a really great place from what I've heard, especially that I know a couple of people that play on the team. I got to hear from them. They said all great things. So I trust everyone over there.
I don't want to, you know, ask too personal here, but if you don't mind sharing, you know, who are some of the guys on the team that you've been in contact with?
Cam Reddy. Okay. He's one of my, he used to go to BC actually.
Yeah.
He transferred over with the coaches. And then from there, like I heard like some of my friends, Finn Durstein, he said it's really nice, but he goes to BC.
What are they selling you on as far as CSU goes? Obviously, you know, that the trust with the coaching staff sounds like it was the biggest factor, but you know, what are they saying about CSU that excites you as a football player?
You know, definitely changing, not the culture, but the program. I agree that we can definitely change the program and have better records and, you know, just.
No, yeah, I think it's a fair statement. Better. I mean, the fans want the team to get better. So you're not going to offend anybody by saying, you know, you guys want to come in and help change the culture. I think if anything, that excites people because, you know, they're tired of seeing CSU lose to rivals. And that's kind of one of the things that Adazio has been preaching to the media a lot. He's like, we got to get tougher and we got to start winning these important games. And is that the, is that kind of what they're selling to you guys on the recruiting trail, that, you know, like we're trying to change the identity here and make it, you know, like a program that's going to be feared?
Yeah. Yeah. And I have like 100% trust in that as well. Coach Adazio, Coach Booth, Coach White, like all of my great coaches who have like multiple experiences throughout different colleges. So I know they can make a very big impact, which they already have on our recruiting. And hopefully we can see what happens for the upcoming season, you know. But yeah, I definitely have 100% trust in that we can improve the program.
You know, how has, I don't want to dwell on the whole COVID situation too much because I just feel like, you know, everybody's living it right now, so they get it. Yeah. But, you know, as an athlete, as somebody that prides themselves on, you know, being in peak performance, how has this affected you? Have you been able to adjust? Are you working out a lot at home? Do you have access to that type of stuff?
Yeah, I definitely adjusted to it more so in the last week or so. At first, I didn't really have a place where I can lift. I mean, I have like a little bench in my room, but it's not too much. Like I have like little weight, so it would always be like little weight with like a lot of reps. But one of my best friends, I just got his parents' permission to let me in and lift inside his basement, and he has like a whole squat rack and all that type of stuff. So once I got to lifting, everything else like kind of opened up, like me waking up a lot earlier to like just start my day, like having good eats.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Doing my homework, all that type of stuff, going to classes. As long as I'm like doing something productive and active, I feel like my day is going to be pretty good.
Is that something that the CSU coaches are kind of preaching to you guys, like make the most of this? I know that's what a big thing that they're preaching with the guys currently on the roster. It's kind of just like, look, this situation sucks, but we got to do the best that we can to attack each day and, you know, make it productive, kind of like you're saying.
Yeah. I feel like that's something like we already known, especially as athletes, like we got to stay in shape. We got to work out, got to eat right, all that type of stuff, go to school, do our homework. So that's just all for me. Like that's something like I've already known and I've got to keep getting through.
This one might be a little bit hard to answer for you just because you haven't gotten to take that official visit yet and try on like all the swag and all that and do the pictures. But I'm curious, just, Have you seen the uniforms? You know, do you like the green and gold best, the state pride, the green and orange? Which one pops the most to you?
Definitely the state pride. Those uniforms are amazing.
I like it. Not even a Colorado guy and still likes the state pride uniforms.
Yeah. Those uniforms are amazing. Like the swag they got. I love it.
Were you surprised a little bit that about, you know, the facilities and the, you know, the gear and the type of stuff that CSU has? Because obviously, you know, CSU is a little bit smaller school than, you know, some of those programs in the ACC. I know Boston College isn't, you know, as big as like Miami or some of those other programs in the ACC, but still, yeah, you know, pretty big program.
Yeah, I was definitely surprised when I saw, I think one of the coaches, maybe Coach White, he sent me a video of like a tour kind of the area. Uh-huh. It was the locker room, the weight room, all that type of stuff. I was like, wow. I didn't expect it to be like that nice, but just after seeing that video, like I loved it like a lot more.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you for coming on. You know, it was great to get your perspective. I'm looking forward to meeting you when you finally get to come out here, and good luck with the rest of your school. And I really hope that you guys all get to play your senior seasons. I know it's kind of up in the air right now.
Staying prepared.
Staying prepared. That's all you can do, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man. Well, thank you and good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
All right, I am going to get to that interview with Patrick Smith now in just a second. But before I do, I got to talk about my friends over at Breckenridge Brewery. Breckenridge, the official beer of DNVR. Right now, you can get Breck's 15-can sampler delivered right to your door. If you do, make sure that you tag us and tag Davidson's when you deliver through them. Davidson's always has the best offers. I look at the app for deals of the day. You can request products to be ordered into the store. And like I said, tweet at us when you go. Supporting our partners is supporting us. Download the Davidson's app today and get their loyalty program. You're not going to want to miss out. You can always get Breck delivered to you through Drizzly as well. Just so many ways to support Breckenridge Brewery. I actually had a couple of strawberry skies over the weekend. It's starting to get warm. Starting to get to that time where you're going to want, you know, something crisp, something refreshing. Strawberry Sky is definitely that. The other thing that I want to talk about before we jump into that next interview is WGT Golf. WGT Golf is not only the most popular golf game in the world, it's the official gaming partner of DNVR. You can download WGT and join the DNVR Clubhouse by going to dnvrgolf.com. This is the most realistic free golf game loved by more than 20 million players around the world. We've got tournaments going like every weekend. I honestly am struggling. I'm not very good, but that's what this summer is all about. I'm going to get good at golf in real life, hopefully, and get good at golf online through WGT. Much love to them. Download and play today and make sure that you join the DNVR Clubhouse. All right, joining me today, we've got Patrick Cheek Smith of Absecon, New Jersey. Patrick, how's it going, buddy?
Pretty good. I mean, it's quarantine things kind of in the way, but that's all right.
Oh, dude, I totally feel you. At this point, I've just spent way too much time like on the couch.
No doubt.
Like the video game craze was cool for like 2 weeks, and then I was just like, I can't do this anymore. I gotta find something more productive. I'm curious, man. How did you get the nickname Cheeks? I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah. So when I was a baby, I had real chubby cheeks. Like they used to like fall down my face. So my grandmother had named me Cheeks. And ever since, that's what I've been going with.
The best nicknames are from family. You got to rock it. If grandma gave it to you, you got to go with it.
Of course.
What sold you on CSU? It's obviously, you know, a long ways away from home.
Yeah, of course. I mean, I would say the coaching staff, they created a great bond with me, my family, you know, so I felt very comfortable around them, even though I haven't been able to go up there because of the quarantine. I have virtual tours, multiple videos, talked to like almost every coaching staff that's there, both offense and defense. So, I mean, that just showed a lot, just to be able to talk to both sides of the ball, not just, you know, like your position coach, your recruiting coach. I talked to Coach Adazio almost multiple times. So, I mean, I felt very comfortable with me and my family with that decision.
Was that kind of unique compared to some of the other schools? I mean, a lot of the guys I've talked to, they've basically been like, CSU just, you know, they recruited me the hardest. They were really relentless about it.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was for me. The experience was real good. I mean, they were talking to me, FaceTiming me, Zooming me almost every day. I mean, there was a couple other schools that did the same, but I felt more genuine with CSU. So,
what was your impression on those virtual tours? Were you, you know, kind of surprised at all about, you know, the facilities or the gear or any of that stuff?
Yeah, I mean, with Colorado State, I never really imagined it to be like to look like that. So when I first seen it, I was like, wow, it's beautiful, like with the mountains, the views. Coach White, he pretty much sends me videos almost every day about him waking up, showing the views, the sunset and everything like that. So, I mean, that makes me fall in love even more. I'm seeing all that kind of stuff. The facilities are real nice. The new stadium, everything like that. So that caught my attention as well.
Coach White, he's, you know, obviously very active on social media. You know, you mentioned the sunset stuff. He's posting videos on the workout bike and cooking and all kinds of stuff. He kind of seems to have like a dad personality to me. Yeah. Is that, I mean, does he just seems like a really genuine guy.
Yeah, he is. He's very chill. I mean, he's the type to have other conversations, not just related to football. He has a lot of like real life like conversations, like how's your family? What are you doing today? What did you do productive? Stuff like that. He tries to teach me some of his cooking skills. So it's pretty cool.
That's important, man. You gotta learn a little bit. That was a rough wake up call for me as a freshman. I mean, you have the dorms and stuff, so you can kind of eat all that. But eventually you're going to like want to branch out a little bit.
Yeah, of course.
I'm curious, you know, it said online you had an offer from Yale. That's not exactly something that everybody, you know, has an opportunity to do. Was that, you know, kind of hard to pass up? I mean, technically, you know, you haven't passed up on it yet.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they still keep in contact with me. I mean, me personally, academics is just as important as football. So, I mean, I was talking to Yale. I got an offer from Dartmouth as well, an Ivy League schools, Columbia. Harvard was about to offer me, but they found out I committed, so they kind of fell off a little bit. But I understand that part. But as far as Yale, I mean, that's a very prestigious school. So it was definitely in one of my considerations as far as going, because, you know, football is not always promised. So I wanted to make sure that was going to be the best fit for me. But CSU crossed off all the lists as far as that. So that's why I chose CSU instead of any other school that I had offers from.
Hey, that makes sense to me, man. You know, not that you have to have this all figured out. Obviously, you have plenty of time. But I'm curious, do you know, like, what you want to major in or plan on studying or any of that kind of stuff?
So I want to do something in the business major. I have to figure exactly what I want to major in, but it's something along those lines in business.
Nice, man. CSU's got a bunch of different business stuff, so definitely a good option. I saw online you had a 367 yard game, something like that, and six touchdowns in the playoffs.
Yeah, it was semifinals. I scored 7 touchdowns in a game over 365 yards, both rushing and all purpose. Yeah, that was a crazy game. The previous game, our coach had passed away, a real close coach of ours. So every game since then, in playoffs, I dedicated everything to him. So that game, it just clicked. Now, I wasn't stopping until the coach actually pulled me out of the game and told me I had to stop. So that game was very exciting. I can't wait for this year to be able to break my own record, because the record before was 6 touchdowns. So I broke it with 7. So I'm trying to break my own record this year. So,
first of all, I'm very sorry for your loss, but it sounds like, I mean, you guys found a way to honor, and then you kind of just went out there. And I mean, that's like movie type stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy. I can't even. So a lot of the commits that I've talked to, they've kind of been in contact with some of the other recruits, some of the other commits. Have you been talking to them at all?
Yeah, so we have a big group chat with all of the people that commit. And as soon as another person could have us, we just add them straight to the group chat. So we try to dedicate ourselves to like building a better bond as far as the class of 2021. So I mean that's been real cool. I getting to know everybody. So then when you get to school, it's not like you don't know a lot of players because there's a lot of people coming in and committing. So it's always a new person coming in to add. So I mean it's real cool to see what everybody, different backgrounds, stuff like that. I mean I think it's just me and Alex as of right now that's on the East Coast, and then everybody else is on the West Coast. So it's kind of cool. They kind of get messed up with the times because we're 2 hours earlier than you guys.
Yeah.
So they text us and we're kind of asleep. So they're like, watch guys up. And then we're like, we're 2 hours in front of you. But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
Have you gotten to know Alex at all? I got to talk to him the other day. And, you know, like you said, you guys are kind of the East Coast guys coming over.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked not prior before his commitment, but as soon as he committed, we hopped on like social media, texting each other. The simple fact that we're both running backs, so we had a lot in common. So we talk a lot as well as in the group chat. So
is it a, you know, I'm always curious when guys get recruited, some guys take it differently when, you know, other players of the same position get recruited. Mm-hmm. You know, logically you have to have multiple running backs.
Of course.
But
of course.
You know, it kind of seems like you two, it seems like you guys are forming a bond. It wasn't like oh, why'd you offer him too?
Yeah, of course, of course. I mean, me and him, we talk about it every day. I mean, with me and him, I feel as though we're not the type to like try and discourage each other. More of try to make one each other like one of the better. So, I feel like once me and him get to school, it's going to be a great atmosphere, not only for us but for the team as well. You know, like being able to push each other to be better. It's going to be good. I mean, I don't see that that negative side on either one of us as far as, you know, like why did they offer two running backs. But I think it's going to be more beneficial to the school and as us as players as well. So,
hey, man, that's the right mindset to have. One of the things that Alex mentioned, you know, he's really excited, obviously, to get to Fort Collins as well. But, you know, I kind of asked him, you know, was your family concerned at all about the distance?
Yeah.
Was that like a conversation you guys had to have? Like, you know, it's going to be, you know, unique. It'll be different.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've talked to my parents about it as far as, you know, like the distance and stuff like that. My parents are more of the type of family where they're going to support me no matter what decision it is. Obviously, they may have some feelings about me going that far. You know, it's not just a drive away. It's actually a flight. So, I definitely took that into consideration, but they knew that CSU was the most beneficial to me and my family. So they're behind me 110%. So, I mean, it's kind of rough, you know, just leaving, going that far, but they totally understand. So that's the cool part about it.
And, you know, it's like a chance to, you know, like broaden your horizons. And
yeah, of course.
Have you ever been to Colorado?
No, I haven't actually. I'm planning on taking a trip actually in June. You know, just to go around the campus, to see the atmosphere around it, even though like a lot of stuff's closed right now, but just to say I've been there around the campus and stuff like that. So as soon as everything opens up, I'll be right back, you know, either to a game or my unofficial or official visit. So
it's a gorgeous campus, man, especially like in the summertime. It's really green. It's big. So wear comfortable walking shoes. I'll say that. on a kind of less serious note, I like to ask people, you know, the swag or whatever, the gear has kind of become a big part of recruiting. And I know you haven't gotten to come like try on the stuff and take the pictures and stuff, but like you said, they do the virtual tours and the pictures and all that.
Yeah.
You know, which color schemes, which uniforms kind of jump out to you? Do you like the green and gold? Do you like the orange and green, the state pride?
Yeah, I like the state pride. The state pride was really nice. I reposted the retweeted the video that was on Twitter. I like the pride one as well as the orange one. The all white uniforms are pretty nice too.
Those ones are recent over the last couple of years. A lot of them are, but I like the white ones. They pop. The state pride is definitely cool. It's interesting to me. Both East Coast guys said that their favorite uniforms was the Colorado State Pride one. So they got to wear them more often, I guess, because everybody's about it.
Yeah, it's a real cool uniform.
Well, man, thank you so much for doing this. It was great to, you know, get a chance to get your perspective on all this. And I'm looking forward to meeting you when you finally get to come out here. You know, good luck with everything. Hopefully the football and everything, we get back to a little bit of normalcy sooner than later.
Yeah, no doubt. Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Peaches out of Palisades, sweet as mama's marmalade. This shit sound like summer days, the windows down on harmony. The family band sing harmonies, my daddy played the drums. My mama slapped that bass, my sister sang these songs. Dancing under canopies, we thank the trees for all their leaves. We are just some drops of water, together make up seven seas. And one day I'll be like my father, one day I will learn to breathe. I'm choking on the thought that I am not the man I wanna be.